The eyes of the world have been focused on Gaza, where the Israeli military has been waging a war on Hamas in response to that group's deadly attack on southern Israel last October. Meanwhile, though, Israeli settlements in the West Bank are expanding rapidly. Jewish settlers see this moment as an opportunity to increase their numbers and the land they control. NPR's Greg Myrie visited some of the settlements.
For more than 20 years, Israeli Dror Etkes has crisscrossed the West Bank. He bounces along dusty, rutted roads, making it his mission to monitor the expanding Jewish settlements he fiercely opposes.
The outpost is way bigger than what it used to be now.
Etkes runs the monitoring group, Kerem Nevot, and he's taking me to an area northeast of Jerusalem.
We're going on a dirt road now. Let's get a bit closer. This type of thing which we see happening in many different places in the West Bank.
These outposts typically start on hilltops. Settlers park mobile homes, though they don't have Israeli government permission. Sometimes they bring sheep and cattle to make it harder for the government to evict them. Over time, the government often grants approval to the expanding outpost, turning it into a formal, authorized Jewish settlement. The largest settlements, like Ariel, are now small cities. It has more than 20,000 residents, its own university, and an industrial zone. Settlement growth accelerated when the war in Gaza erupted last October, diverting attention from the West Bank.
They realize that these are the right times to expand and to take as much as possible, to swallow as much as possible, grab as much as possible.
Years ago, Etkes believed settlement growth could be halted, even reversed, as envisioned in peace plans that call for a Palestinian state in the West Bank and Gaza. That seemed possible. In 2005, Israel uprooted all 9,000 Jewish settlers in Gaza, citing the difficulty of protecting them. Some were dragged from their homes, kicking and screaming.
I was very naive about my expectations. I thought that the Solomon Enterprise is doomed, and sooner or later Israel will have to give it up.
Now, Etkes sees no near-term prospect of dismantling settlements. Not surprisingly, Etkes is not welcome in the settlements. He's been harassed, threatened, even detained by settlers. His car tires have been slashed. I have to make a separate trip without him to visit two radical settlements.
If we believe to God, you have to go to the place he give you. This place, that's it. There is not other place for us.
Yehuda Shimon is a community leader in Havat Gilad in the northern West Bank. Israeli security forces tore down buildings and clashed with settlers here in 2011. But the settlers kept coming back. Now 80 families live here, and it's been authorized by the government. The bearded Shimon is a 50-year-old lawyer. He lives in two mobile homes combined into one with his wife and their 10 children. Palestinian villages are nearby. I ask him, what right should they have?
If you want to live here with the Jewish nation, live, but not try to kill them all the time. Just live. This is the peace. This is the real peace.
Palestinian militants in the West Bank frequently target settlers, and when a settler is killed, it often prompts other settlers to establish a new outpost. Settlers also target Palestinians. The UN has documented more than 1,000 attacks in the West Bank since the Gaza war began. This includes assaults and killings, as well as torching homes, cars, and crops. Issam Aruri is a Palestinian human rights lawyer.
We used to consider settlers as a lobby group putting pressure on the governments. But now they are the government. They are ministers, and they are doing whatever they want.
Today, around 750,000 Israelis live in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. The UN's International Court of Justice recently ruled the West Bank settlements violate international law and must be evacuated. But settlers like Sarah Lisson in the West Bank outpost of Evyatar say settlements will keep growing. In fact, she wants to rebuild in Gaza, where she lived until the government forced her out nearly two decades ago.
The Jewish people are going to come back to all the Gaza land. But when? I hope so, very soon.
Meanwhile, on a deserted West Bank hilltop, a warm wind is blowing. The late afternoon sun turns the barren hills multiple shades of gold. The austere landscape is stunning. But that's not what Dror Etkes sees anymore.
I lost my ability to see the beauty here. You see the road, but I know who paved the road. I know who is using the road. I know was denied from entering this area. This is an area which is completely controlled by settlers today.
And come tomorrow, the settlers are likely to control even more land. Greg Myrie, NPR News, in the West Bank.